I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Pygmalion, Rameau's opera ballet, is spelt P-I-G at the beginning instead of P-Y-G, but tells a familiar story.
There's a sculptor who's created a beautiful statue, and his girlfriend thinks he's crazy, which of course he must be. But through his earnest wishes, the statue comes to life, and love comes down on the scene, and they basically live happily ever after.
That's KDFC's Jeffrey Thomas wearing one of his other hats as the artistic director of American Bach Soloists, which is in the midst of its summer festival and academy at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. In Pygmalion, he says, Rameau uses a big French Baroque orchestra for the dance segments. In fully staged performances, the muses teach the newly alive statue the latest dance steps. But Rameau scaled back for the singers.
For most of the sung dialogue, most of the singing, it's sort of a chamber orchestra with a beautiful Baroque flute and some violins.
Rameau's Pygmalion will be on a program with another manageably sized opera, Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, on Friday night. As they did last weekend to a packed house, the festival will be presenting Bach's Mass in B minor on Sunday afternoon. But there are also lectures, masterclasses, and another concert Jeffrey Thomas is particularly excited about.
On Saturday night is something new this year at our festival, our music festival. It's a distinguished artist series. So we've invited this great countertenor, Ian Howell. It's a beautiful program of some consort songs, so a bunch of violas da gamba accompany him. And then in the second half of the program, some works from Bach's Germany, including a Bach cantata, but some beautiful, beautiful music.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.